My name is Cassia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was completed on October 4th, 2022 for patient Dennis Palmer, D-E-N-N-I-S-R, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome related to or secondary to coronary artery disease status, both PCI and AFib, period. Number, the kidney functions have remained relatively stable. However, there is a slight decline with a BUN of 48 from 45, creatinine of 3.2 from 2.9, and a GFR of 19 from 20. There is evidence of increasing non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 829 milligrams from 667 milligrams. However, there is no significant activity in the urinary sediments. There is a trace urine occult blood, however, no evidence of red blood cells in the urine, period. We reviewed the CT of the abdomen, which was done on the 12th of April, 2022, and it showed possible right kidney neoplastic pathology. However, we followed up with an MRI of the kidneys, which was done recently, and it was confirmed that the lesions were indeed cystic in nature and not malignant, period. He denies any urinary symptoms, period. He lost 5 pounds since the last visit and has consistently lost weight since January, period. He has lost a total of 15 pounds since January, period. He is euvolemic and is and has a good BMI of 26 and a weight of 171 today, period. We recommend that he continues his current regimen. However, unfortunately, since his kidney disease has already advanced to stage 4, we are unable to start any SGLT2s such as Farxiga or Jardiance or Kerendia to help with the proteinuria, period. We advise continuation of a plant-based diet to decrease sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall decreased fluid intake. Period. The patient does take furosemide as needed for edema. And has a normal BUN to creatinine ratio. As a result, pre-renal azotemia is not suspected as a cause of slight deterioration of the kidneys. We will continue to monitor for now. Number two, proteinuria as per number one. Number three, anemia. Iron deficiency anemia. The patient reports starting gummy iron over the counter about a week ago. He was not taking any iron supplements previously. We recommended that he takes polyiron 150 milligrams over the counter, one tablet twice a day. He has an HNH of 10.8. and 32.2 from 10.7 and 31.6%, and iron saturation of 16 to 17%. If there is any deterioration in the HNH, despite consistently taking the iron supplements, we may consider referral to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with a uric acid of 7.8 from 6.1. The patient admits to stopping the allopurinol for a week or two, but states he has resumed it since the last visit. We recommend continuation of the 300 milligrams one tablet daily of the allopurinol. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH of 86 from 77, normal serum calcium of 9.1 from 9.0, normal magnesium of 2.3, and mild elevation of the phosphorus of 4.4, period. We will continue to monitor for now. We will also order vitamin D125 and repeat the mineral bone disease laboratory workup, period. Next line, atrophic right kidney as per renal ultrasound dated 4/20/22. The patient had a renal dynamic scan in 2020 and it was reviewed. There is no reason for concern at this time. We will continue to monitor, period. Arterial hypertension with a blood pressure of 148 over 76. He is euvolemic, period. according to the recent CT of the abdomen, there is presence of left adrenal hypertrophy and nodularity, which is possibly benign, period. We will order aldosterone serinin ratio for further evaluation, period. In the meantime, we recommend continuation of the current regimen. We also ordered cortisol AM levels. Period. The next line, degenerative joint disease. Which the patient takes Tylenol 3 for. A refill was sent for the Tylenol 3. Next line, hyperlipidemia, stable on statins. Next line, atrial fibrillation, stable on Eliquis. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post-stents. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, for cardiology. Next line, BPH without any symptoms. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea, currently uses a BiPAP. We will reevaluate this case in 10 weeks with laboratory workup. And